Hey, what's up? It's Jay, and I realize that I have a serious problem. Like, I have a mental disease, and I'm about to solve it, which is might sound kind of funny, but this is actually going to be the last audio boo that I'm going to make for a while. I'm going to still make them, but I'm not going to make them on my iPhone, because that is my problem. I'm addicted to this fucking thing. I use it while I'm driving. I'm driving right now. I use it, like, at my house. I use it, I don't even call people on it. It's like I'm constantly attached to this freaking phone. I use it 24 hours a day. I'm on this iPhone all the time. This iPhone, like at first when I got it, I was like, wow, this is incredible. Like, you know, the directions, the GPS, everything. Like, it is a pretty dope thing. But like, at the same time, like, this device has changed my life. But, you know, looking back, it hasn't changed my life in a good way. And maybe it's just because of my personality, because I'm like, I'm a compulsive person and I don't have a lot of self-control. So like, if I can get on the internet or watch porn or do all kind of stuff, like tweet for hours on this freaking phone, you know, I'm gonna do it. And there's nothing that's gonna stop me from doing it other than the fact that the computer is too far away, you know? So it's like, I don't want this thing anymore. You know, I got the 3G, and then I got the 3GS, and now I'm thinking, oh, I need the iPhone 4, and I'm just about to buy it. But, like, here's the thing, you know, I'm actually gonna take this iPhone, and I'm gonna throw it away. And I'm gonna go and get, like, the most simplest Motorola flip phone that I can, that has number keys on it, and maybe a phone book, and no computer access or nothing, because... You know what I realized? Like, before I got this iPhone, you know, I had a better life. Like, I did stuff a lot more. Like, I would go out and, like, just, like, do stuff more. And now I just sit on this phone, and I don't like this phone anymore. Like, I don't like sitting on a phone. Like, that's not me, you know? Anyway, so what I'm saying is that I have an addiction to this iPhone. Like, really, when I used to do a lot of yayo, like, sniff a bunch of drugs and stuff, you know, if I wasn't doing it, I would get like the itchies, and I would like look for drugs and, like, you know, like check my pockets to see if I had some shit. And I'm doing the same thing with this fucking phone. Like, it's just not even cool. I don't want this phone. Like, I don't want it. I don't want it near me. I don't want it in my house. You know, I don't want to hang out with people who do it too. I want my normal life back, where I did shit and fucking partied and went to get food and stuff and talked to people, real people, not people on Twitter. So anyways, like, does anybody else feel the same way about the iPhone? Do I really need the same fucking phone in HD, you know, with a camera that points at me so I can see how much time I'm spending on it? Fuck that shit. No, I don't want it. I don't need this phone. I don't know. I mean, like, I'm not impressed. Like, I think technology does a lot to connect people, but it's only an illusion, because in fact, technology just isolates people. Like, you know, I'll sit there on Twitter and I'll post something on my phone and be like, oh, wow, look, 100 people think I'm cool. Well, like, in reality, you know, more like maybe, you know, 1 million people think I'm cool in real life. But they're not on their phone and shit, you know? They listen to my songs. So, really, this phone, it, like, traps you in this illusion that you think that, like, wow, like, oh, wow, I have, like, thousands of fans and I have all these people that think I'm awesome on this phone. Fuck the phone, you know what I'm saying? Like, I realize that I spend more time on this fucking phone than I do doing anything else, and I'm, fuck it, maybe it's just me, maybe I don't have self-control, and I think that's probably like 99% of the problem. But the other part of the problem is that if you do drugs and you're in a room full of drugs, you're gonna start doing those drugs, and so I need to fucking throw this phone away. Like, I'm serious, and I dropped it and the screen cracked and like my life was like fucking ruined. Like, I felt like a crackhead that lost their pipe, you know what I'm saying? Fuck this. This phone is going in the garbage. I'm gonna go get a regular, traditional-ass phone that's, like, small, and I'm never looking back, y'all. I'm still gonna tweet, but maybe I'll just, like, text something in, you know, like, once a day, and, I don't know. I just want my life back, you know? I don't want this phone anymore. I need to go to iPhone rehab. Take it back to the Apple store and get some freaking, I don't know, whatever you call it, Oxycontins or something, and tell them, look, dude, this phone has taken over my life. I don't want it anymore. So peace out, iPhone, and it's been good, you know what I'm saying, but Codependence Anonymous, like, I'm done with y'all.